Hi, it sounds like you have confirmed you do have a real UV light. UVC wavelengths are shorter than UVA/UV.B. So the energy doesn't penetrate the UV analyte as deeply, this results in UVC having a lighter color at higher energy values with shorter wavelengths. The lighter color, and a short time of color change before changing back to clear again, is the exact reason the word ultraviolet is used with inverted text in the center of the lower test area. As long as you are able to read the word ultraviolet, you have reached the very minimum of 300 microwatts per square centimeter, confirming a UV dosage in a reasonable amount of time. The top green part is very sensitive to a narrow band of UV, thus only confirms that UV wavelengths are present, and not indicative of power at all, because it will glow at only 0.001 microwatt per square centimeter. The important part about the top is to confirm that you are using the lower wideband photochromic UV analyte test area to measure actual UV intensity to referenceable UVC calibration points. As soon as the word ultraviolet is visible, you've hit 300 microwatts per square centimeter, as the color gets darker up to the max of 3000 microwatts per square centimeter at full depth of color lasting about 15 seconds after exposure. The lighter the color purple, the nearer to 300 microwatts per square centimeter intensity. The longer the word ultraviolet is visible, the higher above the minimum 300 microwatts per square centimeter threshold for visibility reaction to occur. When testing UVC, always look for words and letters to become visible, not the color changes that happen. UVC testing is 100% dependent on the visibility of the words in both test areas. In both test areas, the important point of known calibration to formulate meaningful calculations is the word visibility in each section.